Looking for the perfect birthday or anniversary gift or a special date night? Well, then you need Zodart, Seattle's only exotic car rental company. Visit Zodart.com to book an exotic special car for that very special day.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
We've heard a lot of surprises on first dates.
Oh, yeah.
We've been doing the second date updates for a while now. Like, we had a guy show up with his face beaten from a backyard MMA fight. That's a surprise.
I forgot about that guy.
But a guy show up on a bike, the kind that you pedal instead of a car, and then ask the girl to drive him to wherever they're going. We've had a bunch of surprises like that. And today's second date is no different. But this time, Jackie had a surprise for the guy that she wants to call today. His name is Paul. What's up, Jackie?
Hi, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah. Please tell me it was a good surprise and not like all the other surprises that we just listed.
I mean, I thought it was a good surprise.
Okay. All right, well, before we get to the surprise, let's talk about the guy. His name is Paul?
Yeah.
And where did you meet Paul?
I met him at a bar.
Okay. Did you approach him first?
No, I was actually on my way out, and he's like, "You're super cute. I really want to get to know you." And it was like kind of really random, and I don't know. I mean, if it was any other guy, I would have been like, "Who is this guy?" But he was really cute.
I just picture someone like standing in your way and not letting you out of the door.
You're cute. Give me number.
But it was like not creepy. Like, it was kind of more like, hello there, like, okay. Very like,
so he was hot enough, in other words, because if he was not attractive, you'd be like, get away from me, creep, I'm trying to leave, you have 2 seconds before I elbow you in the junk and walk by.
Yeah, I did not mind much at all.
Okay.
And he actually followed up.
Yeah, and he called me rather than texting, which was like super attractive. And
and so what'd you guys do when you went out?
So he seemed to really be into jokes and like that kind of stuff, so I mean, I wanted to surprise him, but not overwhelm him. So I said, like, you know, we just met, so in case you're an axe murderer, maybe we could do a double date if you could bring a friend and I could have a friend.
Okay.
Yeah.
That seems like a reasonable request.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he came over to my house, you know, with his friend and rang the doorbell, and I showed him my surprise.
I don't think like that's a magic trick, or you showed him you can juggle or something? What do you mean?
No, I opened the door and there was Paul and his friend, and my surprise was that my twin sister jumped out behind me and was like, "Hey!"
Whoa, twin sister!
Whoa. Oh.
So your surprise was your twin sister?
Yeah,
and nice. We're talking identical twin sister or fraternal twin? He didn't know what was going on. Like, oh, another person.
No, identical.
Okay.
When he showed up, he'd have been like, I hit the jackpot.
Right? Like, and this way we can all, like, kind of jive together. And I thought, he's going to kick out of it. And,
nice.
You know?
So what was his reaction when he saw two of you?
I mean, what would your reaction be if you saw two of me?
I'd be scared and run away. But I'm not most dudes.
You think you're having a stroke and just seeing double?
Oh my gosh.
It's a lot of pressure.
Honestly, I'm pretty sure my sister and I are both really hot. I'm pretty sure you would have liked it. Yeah.
So
I'm just saying the pressure of having two, it just would scare me. So was his friend as excited as he was? Because all of a sudden he's on a date now, right?
Yeah, I mean, his friend, like, seemed to really get a kick out of it. He was like, what is going on? I mean, they both seemed pretty happy about it.
I think it'd be so strange to be out on a double date and look over and see your friend dating the same person you're dating. I mean, I know you're not the same people, but it'd be kind of trippy.
I mean, I feel like maybe it would be easier for them to compare notes, at least.
Why would you want that? You don't want them to compare notes? What are you talking about?
I don't know. But we ended up going out. We got some drinks. We went dancing. It was actually a really fun time.
Cool.
But, I mean, here's the deal, is that my twin sister is actually going out with his friend again. But I hadn't heard from Paul in, like, a couple weeks.
Oh, no, that sucks.
Yeah, that's kind of the risk you took when you did that surprise, huh?
Oh, no.
I guess. I mean, the friends seem to like it at least. I don't know what Paul's problem is.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, we'll find out what Paul's problem is. We'll play a song, come back, call him and get your second date update, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second Date Update.
Right in the middle of your second date update, and if you're just joining us, Jackie is on the phone, and she wants to call Paul today. She surprised Paul on their first date with her sister.
Surprise!
I know that sounds kind of weird, but she told Paul, hey, why don't you bring a friend along on our date, because I just don't feel safe. And then when he showed up at the house, her twin sister jumped out from behind her and was like, surprise, it's now a double date with twin sisters. And they went out dancing and had a lot of fun. And now she's not getting a call back from Paul. To make matters even worse, Paul's friend has scheduled a date with her twin sister. So the twin sister got a call back, but Jackie has not gotten a call back. And we're going to get Paul on the phone and find out why. All right, Jackie, are you ready to make the phone call?
Yeah, totally.
And your twin sister hasn't been able to get any gossip from her date about why Paul isn't calling you back?
No, not at all. The friend claims that he doesn't know.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just really frustrating because, like, we were all having so much fun. And then, like, they're going out and I'm sitting home wondering what happened.
Well, she went along on your date. Why don't you just go along on hers again?
I mean, yeah, I'm about to ask that.
All right. Well, I'm going to dial his phone number right now, see if we can get him on the phone and get your second date update, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I was looking for Paul.
This is he.
Hey, Paul, how are you? My name is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Who?
Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
A radio show? What do you mean?
I mean, like a lot of cars have them, and
no, Jubal.
You can hear them in restaurants
question.
And stuff, and then we do a show that comes out of the radio, and you can hear it.
Okay.
It's on the FM dial.
Sorry.
What does this concern?
This concerns an email that we got about you.
You got an email about me? What was the email about?
Well, it was from a girl named Jackie that you recently went out with on a date.
Jackie sent you an email?
Mm-hmm.
Why would Jackie send you an email?
Because you're not calling her back after your date.
Duh.
This concerns our one date. We had one date, and now she sends an email to you guys.
Yes. You guys had one date, and you haven't called her since. So she emailed us to see if we could get you on the phone and find out if there's a reason you don't want to go out with her again.
In the email that she sent you, did she by any chance tell you what happened on that first date?
She
told us a little bit about it, yeah. She said that you showed up to her house, and she surprised you with her twin sister, and then you and your buddy went out on like a double date.
That's the vanilla version of it, yeah.
The vanilla version. What would be the chocolate version or the...
That's not the expression.
I don't know.
Neapolitan version?
Yeah, what's the more colorful version of it then?
The Rocky Road version.
I just got a really creepy vibe.
Creepy?
Why?
It just gave off a creepy vibe. I show up with my buddy for a double date, and it's with her and her twin sister.
What? So,
that's
wait.
That's creepy?
What's creepy about that?
That's awesome.
Because they were doing the thing where they dress alike and they finish each other's sentences and they're speaking in twinsy or whatever.
I'm kind of with you on that one. That does come off a little weird.
What about like a secret language?
At first, I thought it was kind of cute, kind of funny. And I'm like, all right, I'm in on the joke. My buddy Nick, he's in on the joke. We both think it's kind of cool. And then it just kept going.
Was it just annoying then?
Yeah, there is a certain point where you're like, okay, let's drop it and let's get to know you individually. Because it was I met a girl named Jackie, and I was like, well, what's the other girl's name? Well, it eventually comes out her sister's name is Jill. But which one's Jackie? Which one's Jill? Jack and Jill, get it? Isn't that funny? They thought that was hilarious, too.
But you can't be mad at them. That is their parents' fault. That is not their fault.
I can be mad at them for being so amused at it. So, like, 2 decades later.
Yeah, if they love it, it's one thing.
So, did it feel like, if you're going to date me, you got to date my sister. We come as a package.
Oh.
Well, they were in love with the fact that they're both twins so much, they didn't even seem to care that they were on a date.
Oh, no, they're showing
What do you
off?
Mean? Like, they were putting on a twins show
for
you?
A little bit, like an exhibition. Like, isn't this so amusing that we're twins and that we look alike? And so they started doing weird twinsy stuff. Like, one of them would be like, I'm the evil twin. And the other one would go, no, I'm the evil twin.
Oh, man.
You think that after your whole life living as a twin, the novelty would wear off.
The joke would
exactly.
get
yeah.
eventually. It was very obvious very quickly that they weren't there for a date. I was there to meet a woman, and they were there to play their twin game. I wasn't having any of it. I just wasn't cool. And I look over at my buddy Nick, who's my wingman. I'm like trying to give him the signal of like, let's pull the cord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was like, he gave me the reverse signal of let's stay and let's see this out.
Like, he loved it.
Yeah.
You were like, all right, I've seen twins before, I get it. And he was like, ooh, twins. What are they going to do next?
Exactly. So at that point, I was like, all right, I'll be your wingman. But I wasn't invested in it at that point.
Yeah.
Right. Which one's the evil one?
Well,
Paul, they look the same.
I do have to tell you something. Jackie is on the other line listening right now and wants to talk to you.
Or is it Jill?
Nah, the evil one.
Jackie, are you still on the phone?
Yeah. Hi, Paul.
Oh.
I thought we really got along, so I was just, I don't know, I was kind of excited about you, and you just totally ghosted, so I don't know.
It seemed pretty obvious to me that you weren't into the date. It seemed like you were into some sort of weird performance piece.
I mean, it wasn't a performance piece. Like, we were just having fun. You can't take a joke.
I can take a joke. I love jokes. But your joke went on for like an hour and a half, and it was a version of Who's Who.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm not Saturday Night Live for you. I mean, we were just having fun.
But it just seemed like I wanted to get to know you. That's why I asked you on a date. And all I got to know about you is that you have a twin. That's it.
I mean, I don't know. I'm really close with my sister. And, like, she's a big part of my life. And we're twins. And it's kind of really cool. We actually like each other. And I thought you got it. You know?
No.
Yeah.
No, I really didn't. I mean, I have siblings. And I don't think I would ever bring them along on a date. Maybe next time just bring it up on a date, like, oh, I have a twin sister, and then it's like an interesting point of conversation, but don't actually bring her on the first date. That would be my suggestion.
Jackie, I don't think that he's saying anything mean. I think he's just saying that he didn't get a chance to know you at all, and it felt like you were like hiding behind this twindom thing or playing into some sort of twin fantasy that he obviously doesn't have.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't really see what the problem is. Everyone else thinks it's really cool. Like, people love that we're twins. And, I mean, your friend Nick didn't seem to have a problem with it. I mean, he's going out with my sister now. So I don't understand what's up your butt about this.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. Nick is going out with your sister. He's not going out with the two of you.
He brings up a very valid point right there.
Well,
Paul, why don't you try going out with Jackie?
Yeah.
Would you like to go on a second date with Jackie? We will pay for it.
I appreciate the offer, and I think I'm just you're a very cute girl. I think you just need to learn to be on your own and not have your sister as a security blanket.
Dude!
So you're not going to give me that chance to learn how to be on my own, so to speak?
I really don't think that we should go on another day. I think we gave it a shot, and it didn't work out.
Okay. I mean, I think there are a million guys out there who would love to go out with a twin. A hot twin. So I think that's just your problem.
Okay.
That he doesn't share the twin fantasy.
Hey, well, sorry you didn't get a second date, Jackie.
Whatever. I mean, obviously he's really weird and doesn't even know what's good. So.
Well, the good news, Jackie, is there are a ton of people who do know what's good. We're getting a lot of texts in right now at 78592 of people who would love to take you out, your sister out. And one guy named Rodney says he wants to bring his wife along so all three of you can go out. That'd be a lot of fun.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Okay, we get it. We get it. All of the thirsty dudes out there who are texting in at 78592. And I'll take Jackie on a date.
Whoa.
I love twins.
Twins.
Jackie was right about that twin thing and guys being obsessed.
We're talking about the second date update. Jackie wanted to call a guy named Paul. She has a twin sister.
Mm-hmm.
Her surprise for Paul was she said, hey, bring a friend along. We're going to go on a double date. He showed up and she was like, surprise, it's my twin sister. We're all going on a date together.
Yay!
And the guy's friend actually ended up going out with her sister again.
Yeah.
But she was wondering why he wasn't calling her back. And he wasn't calling her back because apparently the two of them are like super annoying twins.
They're those twins.
They're the twins that everything is like, oh my God, I can't believe you said that. I was totally thinking that. Oh my God, we wore the same shirt today. Oh my God, hey, I bet you can't tell we're twins. No, I can see it. It's right in front of me. And so he just couldn't handle it and didn't think he could go out with her again.
Yeah. I was pretty on board until he said that they dress the same.
Yeah.
That, I'm like, as adults, like, I get if your mom dresses you the same because she doesn't want to put the energy into finding two outfits. I mean, yeah, really, that's what it comes down to.
And it's cute when you're a kid.
Right.
Yeah. When you're little.
But as an adult.
When you're older, it's a little.
It's annoying.
Yes.
Yeah. Strange.
Remember, if you want to do a second date update, all you have to do is email the show and we will call the person who didn't call you back. It is Friday. And you know what that means.
Yes.
Yeah.
Saturday and Sunday are the next
days. No. I mean, it does mean that. That's true.
And then that's Monday, Tuesday. It's following Monday, Tuesday.
Thank
that's how it works. Oh, also Young Jeffrey's Song of the Week. Yeah. That's what it means. That's coming up at 8:10.
Moving 92.5.